CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black, and we travel with Bob from the surface of the planet Earth to the surface of the planet Mars. Part four of Bob's exploration of the Southern Highlands. Why the Southern Highlands, Bob? What are we looking at? Good evening again.
Good evening, John. Well, you know, when I post cool images all the time from Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter, the ones that they don't release on press releases and so don't get covered, and they're always very astonishing, and they tell you a lot about the geology and the climate of Mars, and a lot of things that people don't know. And so one of the areas of Mars that I hadn't covered much of is the Southern Crated Highlands. This is in the mid-latitude southern band where scientists have found a lot of glacial material, but in the Crated Highlands, I had not covered a lot of images, and so I started to focus on them for a few weeks back. I posted over the last week four different images from the Southern Crated Highlands because they have a certain similarity which is incredibly different than the northern mid-latitude band of Mars, which is in the northern lowlands, the plains of Mars, where they thought maybe an ocean might have once existed. In the Southern Crated Highlands, you don't get near-surface ice like you do in the northern lowlands. In northern lowlands, impacts would be blobby and distorted, and it really looks like when when an asteroid hits the ground, you know, things melt like ice and flow like water for a short while and then harden and ice, turn into ice. In the Southern Crated Islands, you've got much more firm ground because it's at a higher elevation. The ground is higher, and so it's thicker. And it appears from all the images I posted over the past week that in the Southern Crater Highlands, any ice layer that exists is farther below ground. And it causes different kind of sublimation or erosion effects. You see large pits inside craters where that ice sublimated away and the ground sagged into a sinkhole and produced pits or large canyons even inside the crater. And this is different than the northern highlands. The northern lowlands. The northern lowlands, I think, anywhere you land, you could stick a shovel in the ground and you hit ice. In the Southern Crated Highlands, in the mid-latitudes, you would have to dig a bit to get to the ice, at least in this area. And it's just interesting to see how different places on Mars react to the same kind of climate conditions. Because once again, when you get into the mid-latitude bands, you've got lots of glacial ice. It's beginning to peter out as you move towards the equator until it disappears at about 30 latitude, and then you don't get ice anywhere at that point. But in those mid-latitude bands, the nature of the ice and where it sits within the geology is very, very different. And it suggests that colonists who build colonies in the southern latitudes are going to have a little bit harder time accessing ice, but they're also going to find it easy to build their colonies because their ground will be solid and firm, unlike the ice-impregnated near-surface of the northern latitudes.
I recommend everyone study the photograph that Bob gives us of the surface from an orbiter, because there's a line of dark blots along what appears to be the high point, the ridge line. It's a double line in many instances. Bob has speculated that it's boulders, but it's very odd. Someday we'll know all of this, Bob. It's just fun to guess now.
Yes, absolutely, John.
And we move to climate change. Climate change in India, which is presumed to be an integral part of the pledge made in Paris in 2015 to reduce the temperature rise in the 21st century by fill in the blank. But India suddenly is dissenting. Is that what's happening, Bob?
It's more complicated than that. You've got, in a sense, it's true what you're saying, but it's more complicated. So the Modi government in India is cutting all foreign funding that has been acquired by a government a think tank called the Center for Policy Research, CPR. This government think tank does research into public policy, quote, including climate change, social and economic policy, government and infrastructure. And it's existed for decades. But it generally takes a left-wing bent to how it does things, and so that means it's been totally in favor of global warming regulation and global warming activism for decades. And the mobile, and it gets a significant amount of its funding from foreign sources, including things like the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and the World Bank. So what the Modi government has decided to do is say it's not legal to take that much money from foreign sources, and that money has to be cut off. And there are a lot of scientists in India and global warming scientists worldwide who are whining about this, saying, oh, my God, they're cutting off this research. They shouldn't do that. What I see is a pretty typical thing. The Modi government has the right to control where the money comes from and its particular government agencies and have some say in what they conclude. And they're trying to control it, John, and that's basically the story.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black, waiting on Starship. I call it. I'm John Bell.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,